The Earth is the Lord's, and that which fills it. By A. E. Nock, 1874-1965. The Earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Psalm 24:1. In the last analysis, no nation has a right to its territory, nor any government to its authority. There have been exceptions to this, when God delegated rule to such men as Nebuchadnezzar, or when he gave Israel their land and chose their king. But there is not a nation today that can give a perfect title to any of its territory, or a valid basis for its authority. All of us are squatters, or usurpers, living on another's soil and using his authority. I well remember the remark of a famous law specialist concerning the title to a piece of property. He declared that in a large city, whose valuation would reach to the billions, not a single title deed was incontestable. Many of the land titles in the United States go back to patents from the King of England or to grants of the King of Spain. But what real right had they to the land they gave to others? If it be the right of discovery, then anyone with sufficient power can discover anything in the possession of one weaker than himself and take it for his own. William Penn saw this and bought Pennsylvania both from the king and from the Indians. Yet even so, what title had the Indians? Even if they had found it unused and untenanted by man, we are hardly prepared to admit that a vacant piece of property, or one unused, is subject to seizure by anyone who can hold it, and that such a one can sell it to others and give a valid title. No matter how many intervening steps there may be, we must finally come to the psalmist's conclusion that the earth is the Lord's and that which fills it. When Israel dwelt in the land, they acknowledged this by paying a tithe of its produce to sustain his worship. They were simply his tenants. Holding property in fee simple, or absolute ownership, is a fiction which will come to a sad end. So also with government. The right to rule is divine, and no man can have it except as it is delegated to him by God. The great cry of this day is democracy, or the rule of the people. Republicanism is but a modified form of it. It has proved itself most unstable and corrupt, as all mere human government is bound to be. When the mass of mankind arrogates to itself the authority which is God's, they soon desire independence, not only from earthly despotism, but divine sovereignty. So that today the most perfunctory acknowledgement of God is only tolerated as a superstition. Democracy often ends in despotism and a dictator. In times of stress, a strong hand is needed at the helm of the ship of state, and the crew are glad to obey the one who can guide them through the storm. So it was in Rome when Caesar came upon the scene. The Unveiling of Jesus Christ, 1924, excerpt.